Clawcast listeners, welcome to the Clawcast, your daily briefing made from the writers and newsletters you actually follow, read to you by AI voices. Today's topic, DeepMind's leadership shakeup and its implications for UK AI ambitions. If you want your very own podcast made just for you, covering the writers, newsletters, and topics you actually follow, download the Clawcast on the App Store. All right, let's get into it. DeepMind's leadership shakeup is not just an org chart story, it's a stress test for whether the UK can still keep a claim on frontier AI. If London loses the people and the power centers that built DeepMind, the bigger question is simple. What exactly is the UK's AI advantage supposed to be?
And that's why this matters beyond one company. Sifted's framing is the key. This shakeup tests the UK's AI ambitions, not just DeepMind's internal politics.
Here's the central point. For years, DeepMind was the proof point that the UK could host world-class AI research and turn it into strategic leverage. A leadership change at that layer forces a hard question. Is the UK still the place where frontier AI gets built, or just the place where it was once born?
I'd push back a little on the doom framing. A leadership shuffle doesn't automatically mean the UK has lost anything, but it does expose how dependent the national story has been on a single flagship company.
Exactly, and that's the thesis. The UK doesn't need another hype cycle. It needs repeatable institutions. If DeepMind's next chapter looks more global than British, then the country's AI ambition has to be measured by whether it can attract, retain, and compound talent at the frontier, not by press release energy.
So the real question isn't what happens to DeepMind. It's, can the UK build an AI ecosystem that still matters if one icon stops carrying the whole narrative?
Reply with this. Is DeepMind still a UK strategic asset, or just a UK origin story? That's the question I'd want answered before anyone celebrates the next AI headline. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Enjoying the show? We'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment to tell us what you think and what you'd like us to cover next. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.